Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge bear biologist Bill Laycock says the refuge and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game have been doing this type of study since the 1980s, and this year they'll scan two areas in the southwestern part of the island. Laycock says a number of factors play into the timing of the survey, including how warm the winter has been.
We want to maximize the number of bears that are out of the dens. Some bears come out a bit later, especially the sows with the younger cubs. We want to do it as late as possible in the spring, but before leaf out and after the hunting season. So it's kind of a tight squeeze there. You generally got about 2 weeks in there with a little bit of wiggle room.
He says while the last few winters have been especially balmy for Kodiak, this year has been more typical, and the vegetation won't be a barrier to spotting the bears just yet. He says usually boars or male bears emerge in early April,
followed by other single bears of both sexes, and then sows with older cubs, say 1 year old or 2 year old cubs, and then the last to come out in general are sows with what we call cubs of the year or spring cubs that were born this year that are just a few months old.
Laycock will have a better idea of how many bears are out and about in Kodiak soon. He says if weather permits, they'll fly out this weekend. I'm Kayla DeRoche.